Nivra and Divrei Talmud, and therefore we like what the Talmud says. Rasa Ula, Messiah, and Lusav Yosef Gomer, Nivra and Divrei Yirmiyah, Shotamidish Rav Huna. Therefore it makes more sense what Rav Yirmiyah says, that for sure on this case you cannot eat Shuma. Amar Rova, Rova still says, my time with Rav Huna, but I call upon him, what's the Svar of Rav Huna? How come Rav Huna says in this case, where they made the Kedusha and ended in the Suyim without asking the father, that you say she can eat Shuma? Why? But there it is, Hoyo Vanasa Bo Maisi Yisayma Bechayyat. Rashi says, "V'chayev kitcha v'si atzma shalad daitoi kino hu yisayma v'roi v'shosik ihifka zechus sheyesh loy boi shikosu hedo devishniyim." The Rashi says like this: it's a svar to say that if the father keeps quiet when he sees the man marrying off his daughter and making a suyin, it's a svar to say the father like gives up his rights. He's like saying, "Listen, I won't have nothing to do anymore with my daughter. I'm like giving up my rights to my daughter. Therefore, she's like in her own rishus, and therefore he could marry her." His word is this, when Rashi says, if you married her off, you were there b'shas Kedushin, you agreed to Kedushin. Just with the Nisuyin, you don't agree. So even if you're angry, okay, you can keep quiet being angry. But here, where the husband is doing two things, his mom is going to marry your daughter and make a Nisuyin, and you just keep quiet, that can't be. If you would disagree, for sure you would speak up and say, no. So since you're keeping quiet, here if who knows the Svari here, here the Svari's maskim. Because to keep quiet through such a thing, to watch a man come and marry and make the suyin with your daughter, that you can't take. Bishlam, if he's only making a suyin without your permission, okay, you can be quiet. But to see a guy do two things, make a douche and a suyin, for sure there you can't keep quiet. That's what's going to start a fight for sure. The husband, the father agrees to this kedushin. Therefore we say the kedushin and the suyin is good, therefore for sure she can eat from her.
Now the pshat from the whole sugi here is we're talking about again with this ketanum where she receives her kedushin. Shalom midas aviyah. The father does not know about it. So we say if the father is nicha, the father is happy about it later on, then we have to be afraid the kedushin was good. But the question is still, where was the ma'aseh kedushin? Like lechura the ketana, she doesn't have a yad to be mekabel her own kedushin. So her, what happened here? This man, the husband, came and gave his wife, gave the ketana the kest of kedushin. So first of all, right now the father's not around, the father doesn't know about it. So we say no, but later when the father finds out about it, since he's nicha, he's happy then. So from Rashi, it's mashma that the kedushin is taka chalam afreya. So first of all, how does the das of later help for now? And even if the father is nicha right now, luchura though, where is the yad for kedushin? So really what the Ron explains over here is really that a father is always nicha, that his daughter should get married. It's a mitzvah to Romulay, it's a mitzvah upon the father to marry off his daughter. So when his father gets married, min astam, the father is nicha, it's like a schus for the father. Just sometimes the father says no, like he has a right to say no, because it's still, he's losing his daughter, like his daughter is going away from him. So it's not a complete, it's not a schus gomer. Therefore we have to come on to find out what the father wants. But the svar is, even if we first find out later that the father is nicha, the father agrees with this kedushin, so we consider as if it was a schus for the father the whole time that his daughter should get married. So therefore the klal is zochen liyodim shleb b'fonov. So now this man now, he is like making the ma'aseh kedushin, he's being mezakrit mila to the father. So since it's a schus for the father, so therefore we consider as if the father has his das all the way from before. In other words, something that's a schus for you, somebody else could do it for you. So therefore, even though true normal, the father has to accept the kedushin for his daughter, because the daughter doesn't have das. But the pshat is like this: nageya to she herself, the ketana herself, we have to say really she has a yad. She has a yad to accept something. Like b'frat here, the husband is coming to give her kedushin. He wants to marry her. He's giving her the kesef. Slamaisi is being mezaka the kesef to her, and we hold with das the heres maknoi so a ketana could be kinder. So really the Maisa Kedushin, the Ketana could make. She has like a yad to be makabel to accept the kest of Kedushin for herself. Just the reason why Midiraisi you can't marry a Ketana is because she doesn't have das. Her das is not here, she doesn't have das. And by Kedushin you have to have das of the Isha. So therefore Midiraisi you can't marry a Ketana, it's only Midirabonin. When the father is alive, when you have the father of the Ketana, so the father's das helps for the Ketana. The father's das helps for Kedushin. So what we see now in our sugi here is that if it's a svara, if it's a schus for the father, like if the father shows us even later on that he's happy about this kedushin, so now we see the Ran says as if before it was a schus for the father that his daughter should be married off, and therefore there's a klal of zochim liyodim shlo b'fonof. So the pshat is, I once heard over from Rav Nochum Shlita that Rav Nochum in the Mir Yeshiva said like this. He wanted to say that the Yisoida Zochin Yodim Shavafonav is that somebody else could do it for you. The pshat is as if your das is here. In other words, it's as if the das of the father is here now, saying that he has das for this kedushin. So therefore, everything is good. Lemaisa, the man now, is giving the kesef of kedushin to the ketana, and we're saying now she has the yad to accept this kesef of kedushin. She has the yad to make a maisa kedushin. Just usually she doesn't have das. A ketana doesn't have das. There's no das for the kedushin, but that's the svara. Since the father is the baal of the kedushin over here, the father does have das. So if we know that it's a schus for the father, so as the din of zochin yodim shlevefonov also says that his das, it's like the das, the thing can be done without his das, but it's considered like he has das. Just like there's the yisoid of ger katan madabila noisoi shloimi daitoi. That since it's a schusuloi, there's a klal of zochim yodim shlevefonov, that Bezdin has a right to make geris for a katan. Even though lemaisa the katan geris needs das. And the chur who has to have das, but shashi is doing the geris, the goy himself, when the goy himself wants to become a Jew, now he has to have das to make the geris. So there's such a halacha though that if you have a katan, that he doesn't have das, so Bezdin could be madabilu noisoi das Bezdin. That's the sugi of ger katan. And the yisoid is there called zochin liyodim shlebefonov. So you see also there, if something is a schus for you, so then the schus alone makes it as if the das is here. As if the Bezdin's das like helps for the katan. Our das helps for him. There also, since it's a schus for the father, we consider as if the father's das is here, and therefore this katana, the kedusha katana, would be good. So that's the yisoid of our whole gemara here. So only a question, do we say that the father is nichalei or not nichalei? I was showing before by Shidduchim, for sure we say he was Nichalei, and without Shidduchim, Ula says no, the father is not Nichalei, since she got married without asking him, he's not masking for the Gedushin. It's only a shallow that the father Nichalei and not Nichalei. But if we know for sure the father is Nichalei with this Gedushin, so Machmas the din of Zochim Yadim Shtavifonov, therefore the Maisak Tainer is good enough, and the Das goes with the din of Zchia. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding off Mem Vav Omer Aleph. Itma, learned like this. Ketana sheniskatsho shaloi ledasoviya. A ketana, young girl, before she's 12 years old, if she received kedushin, she got married, shaloi ledasoviya, without the permission of her father. Her father didn't have das. Is Omer Rav, so Rav says, bein hi o bein aviha yecholum lakav. You should know later, whether she or whether the father wants to, they could both be makiv. Each one of them could stop the kedushin. So Rashi says, it means to say, Yecholim lakiv, Hoyo b'shas kabolo, loy nisrat so'av, since at the time when the man, the husband, gave her the kedushin, the father did not know about it, you did not have the das of the father yet, in boso lachso kodim shisratav, if you want to be choyzer, either she, or else pshita, the father says no to it, choyzeris, and does not help anymore the ritzi of dav. In other words, once she says no first, her no helps, that if the father later says yes, it doesn't help. In other words, the father is the bailam of the kedushin, we say. She herself doesn't have any das. The ketana doesn't have any das for kedushin. The father's das is the das. So it says she or the father both cannot be makiv the kedushin. They both could be makiv the kedushin. No, as far as like this, she's a ketana. She really doesn't have any das the ketana. So really, it only helps the father's das has to be a l'shem kedushin. So the pshat is, if the father later says yes, it comes out it's a schus for the kedushin that we say zochim yodim shleim b'fonim. So maybe if the father's nisrata says yes later, his das is considered like it was here b'shtas the kedushin. But that's only if nobody says no. If she says no, if the ketana says no, before the father says yes, she has the right to be makif. She has the right to say no. And that's the chiddush. Because really we should say, her das means nothing. Still we say no.
If she says no before the father, she could be makin. Ravasi Omar Aviha Velohi. Ravasi says no. The svara goes that what she says means nothing. It's only what the father says. If the father later says yes, he wants this kedushin, even though she later says no, we don't care what she says. The ikadas is the father. When the father says yes, that's good for kedushin. Seisvei Rav Huna al Ravasi. Rav Huna asked the question to Ravasi. The Yamrilon, some say Chia Barav Ravashi. It was Chia Barav that asked the kasha to Ravasi. The Pasuk says, Imoyin Yimoyin Aviyah. This is a case where man is mafata, the girl. He lives with the girl, and he lives with her because he wants to marry her. So halacha is that either the father could say no, that the father could say, I don't want you to marry my daughter. So it says, Imoyin Yimoyin Aviyah. Same the yellow Aviyah. We only know the father could say no. He asked him on me, and how do we know that even she, the Nara, the one that he was mafato, manis, how do we know that the girl could also say, no, I don't want you to marry me? Talmud Loima, that's this double lashon of imoyin yimoyin, mashma mikomakim. Whoever says no, the no is no. So we see what even the girl, she could also say no. So we see her no means something. So Rashi says, because the habimina was the pito l'shem kedushin. The habimina was the man was mafata, talked to her to live with him, al manas for kedushin. And still the Kura tells us that she could say no. So you see, if she says no, it helps. Oh, maluhu Rav. Rav said, leitez lebos ibcha, don't go after the opposite. In other words, don't say something that's not that way. Because yochel l'shnu, I can answer you, yochel l'shnu l'cha, I have a right to answer you, kagoin shepita shaloi l'shemishas. We're talking about here, when you're mafata, when the man talked her into it, he talked her into a stam living together. Not to be done al manas l'shem kedushin. In other words, the bia was not done l'shem kedushin. The bia was time he wanted to live with her. So that's what the pasuk is talking about. And on this, the pasuk says that then if she says, I don't want to get married to you, he has no right to force her to get married to her. But enoch nami luyitzui, the bia was done l'shem kedushin. Maybe then the halacha is that she has no right to say anything. It's only up to the father. If the father says yes, she cannot say no. So Gemara says no. Pito shelo l'shemishis, if we're talking about now, that this man, Stam, took this girl and lived with her. Not l'shemishis. Stam, he talked her into living together. So then, kro boy, do I need a pasuk to say that she could say no? Of course she could say no. Like, she doesn't have to accept the kedushin. Our whole sugi before was, where first the katana accepted kedushin midas. She said okay. Now the question is later, she wants to say no. The question is, could she say no before the father says yes? But if she didn't accept the kedusha at the beginning, midaita, avada, it's no good. See if over here, by mafata, we're talking about the man stam lived with this girl, not amanas to marry her. And the Torah says now, true, there's a mitzvah for him to go and marry her. But if she says no, she has the right to say no. So Gemara says, pshit, of course she could say no. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, loimer means to teach us, Shemeshalim can ask him a futa, that you know the halacha is, even if she's going to say no, that I don't want you to marry me, still the man has to pay the kanas. Like I would have thought to say, maybe the man only has to pay kanas if he's going to marry her. But on the side that she doesn't want him to marry her, so maybe then there's no din for the man to pay kanas, that's the chiddush of the pasuk. That even if she says no, I don't want you to marry me, still the man has to pay the kanas. Oh, Malay Rabbi Yosef, Ihochi, if so, Hainu de Tanina. This is what we learned. The Pasuk says, Maher Yemarenu Lelisha. That the man that's Mefata, he's supposed to go and marry her. Ma Yemarenu Lelisha, he's supposed to go and make a Maisa Kedushin. So Ihochi means, this is a proof. That I'm bringing you a proof, what you're saying is right. When the Torah says the Parsha of Mefata, where a man talks the girl into living with him, he's not talking her into making a Maisa Kedushin now. Is not being done l'shem kedushin, but rather it's being done stam l'shem's nus. Because the terrorist says after this, mo yimarenu lo liyisha. Mashma, after this, you should go and take her for your wife. So what does that mean? She tzricha himenu kedushin, that you have to marry her now. Now, the EMP to l'shem ishas, if you want, like the half a minute you want to say before, that the pasuk is talking about, when he first grabbed her and lived with her now and spoke to her. He spoke to her to marry him. If so, kedushin lamali. why does the Torah say you have to make another Kedushin? Like if the first Viyah was done L'Shem Kedushin, that should be enough. What do we have to have a second Kedushin for? So that should be a proof, like we're just saying, that this Pasuk is talking about where they did not live together L'Shem Kedushin. Stan, he talked the Nair into living with him. He was regular Mafati, he talked her into living together. And on this, the Torah says that true, there's a mitzvah for him to marry her, but if she says no, I don't want you, she has a right to say no. And what's the chiddush then that she could say no? That our koponim, he still has to pay the kenas, or he has to pay the father the kenas. Omalei Abaye said back, no, could be this is no proof. I can answer you that maybe the pasuk is talking about that the first viyah was done l'shem kedushin, but the Torah is teaching us that mayim arenu lo liyisha means tzricha kedushin l'dasa viyah. That maybe the man has to make like a second ma'aseh kedushin to be yotzei l'dasa viyah. Since by the first one, it was shlo l'dasa viyah. So even if the father is nicha with it, maybe there's some reason that they should make a second ma'aseh kedushin. So I'll quote for him, there wouldn't be a proof. But then the chanami, that's talking the locha though, that b'ni b'na viyah chelum lakif. That either she or the father, both of them could be makif if say no to the kedushin. Now the Mishnah says, Poim Eliyisha, if a man says to his wife, his kachali b'tomorazu, I want to marry you with this date, I'm giving you a date. His kachali b'zu, and then he gives her another date. And he says, I want to marry you with this one. So the locha is, im yesh bi'achas mehen shava pruta, if any one of these dates by itself has a shava pruta, then we say mikudeshes. But the imlav, if each one by itself is not worth a shava pruta, just you want to add two of them together, ain't no mikudeshes, it's no good. Because since the man said his kachuli li b'tzmarazu, his kachuli b'zu, he says the word is kachu two times, it means like each one of these dates is a separate ma'aseh kedushin. So if each one of them is less than a shava pruta, he did not make a ma'aseh kedushin. A ma'aseh kedushin has to be that I'm giving you a shava pruta. So if he says, I want to marry you with this date, if this date is less than a shava pruta, there's no kedushin. So then he said a second time, I want to marry you with the other date. Again, that's alone its own ma'aseh kedushin. So neither of them have its own shava pruta, she's ain't a mekudeshes. The imlav ain't a mekudeshes. What about if the man says, bizu u bizu u bizu, I want to marry you with this date, and with this date, and with this date. Does he mean to say, I want to marry you with all three dates? Then, im ye shava pruta bikula mekudeshes. If all three dates together add up to be worth the shava pruta, we say she is mekudeshes. V'im lav, but if not, if all three together also do not equal to a shava pruta, ain't a mekudeshes. Kurup shita, the kedushin is no good. But that's the first mission of Kesef, or even according to Beis Hillel, at least, the least amount you can have is a shava pruta. Something that's less, that's worth less than a shava pruta, the din is she's saying, no mekudeshes. What about hoiso oicheles? Let's say you gave her the dates, and she started to eat one by one. You gave her one and she ate it up. As she kept on giving her 1, 2, 3, 4, she ate 1, 2, 3, 4. So locher is ain't a mekudeshes. The kedushin is no good. Ad she had the yachas mien shava pruta. Unless by one of them it has to be worth a shava pruta. We need that at least by one of them it should be worth a shava pruta. And the Gemara will explain exactly what case we're talking about now. The beginning or the end, exactly which case we're talking about. Yeah. So more stuff like this. Man, like we really had this Gemara before. Man tana hiskachi hiskachi. Who is the tana of our Mishnah that says, when do we say you mean separate ma'aseh kedushins, only if you speak out the word iskachu, iskachu twice? That's what our Mishnah says, that if you say the word iskachu li bizu, and iskachu li bizu, then each one is separate. Who's the man, the yom, that says you have to speak out so much? You have to say the word iskachu two times? Or Marab Rebbe Shimon, this goes according to Rebbe Shimon, the yom that says in the Gemara in Shavuos, at sheyoyma shivua lecholechet v'yechon. That if five people are to pay you and say you owe him money, that you have to swear to each one of them, it's only to speak out the word Shavua Lezu, Shavua Lezu, Shavua Lezu. Since you speak out the word Shavua three different times, then we say you mean three different times you have to swear. So you see, in order to make something prat separately, you have to speak out so much. So our mission also goes on Libud Rabbi Shimon. That's why when do we say it's a separate Ma'aseh Kedushin? Only if we say the word Iskachu separately. Then we say bizu or bizu or bizu, but let's say it says I want to marry you with this date and with this date and with this date. Then in yesh b'kula shava pruta, if all three dates together is worth a sheva fruta, we say the kedushin is good. So then the Mishnah says the last case. What's going to be if you give her 1, 2, 3, 4? She begins to eat 1, 2, 3, 4 of the dates. So the Mishnah says, if one of them is worth a sheva fruta, she is mukadeshus. So Mara Sakasha Ahai, on which case is the last case going where she's eating the dates? Eli and Arashi, we're talking about the first case, that what? That he says, I want to marry you with this date. And I want to marry you with this date. So my Iri, Achelis, what do you have to say the Chiddush is that she ate? Afilu menachas nami, even if she put them down. To iskachli bezukomer. He said, clearly, I want to marry you, with each one separately. Because what do you have to tell me the Chiddush that she's eating it up? So, a pshita. Like, the Reish is talking about what he said, is kachali bezu, means each one is a separate Maisa Kedushin. So that the Mishnah said already. If either one of them is worth a Sheva Pruta, she's Mukadeshis. Because he gave her this date, L'Shem Kedushin. Each one is a separate Maisa Kedushin. So, pshita. So it says, Ela HaSeifa. Of course, this last case of the Mishnah is going upon the Seifa. That what? That the man said, I want to marry you with this, and with this, and with this date. I want to marry you with these three dates. And now she goes there, and after he gives her the first one, she eats it. Now, the Mishnah says, but if any one of them is worth a Sheva Pruta, the Dinish is Mekudeshus. So Gemara's Medayik, V'afilo B'Kemaisa. Even if you want to say only the first date was worth a Sheva Pruta, so you want to say the Kedushin is good, the question is why? V'amilvahi. It's only really a milva. It's like a loan. Because really what he said now is, I want to marry you first after I give you all three dates. So when he only gave her the first date, the Kedushin is not chal yet. Because he didn't say the word iskachli bezu alone, but he said bezu, bezu, bezu. Like, I want to marry you now by giving you all these three dates. So before he gave her the three dates, the Kedushin is not chal. So when he gave her the first one is not a Maisa Kedushin yet. She ate it up. So by she eating it up, really, she owes him the money for the date. It's only after the three dates were given to her, then the husband is saying, now, keep it for Kedushin. But it came out that the first date that she ate up, if that was the date with the Sheva Pruta, so why is the Kedushin Chal? That date should be like a Nuva. Because at the time when she ate it up, the Kedushin was not Chal yet. So she ate up like his date, and she has to pay him back the money for the date. Just after she gets the next two dates, now the husband says, what I gave you now should be L'Shem Kedushin, which means that the milva, the money for the first date that you owe me, I'm telling you, keep it for the Kedushin. And we know you can't be Mekadosh B'milva. So her Takasha, why is the Kedushin Chalir? It should remain like a milva, like a loan. Because when she ate it up like before the Kedushin took place. So she ate up his date. It's like she owes him the money for the date. So if so, why is the Kedushin Chal? For milvi. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Harei Shulchan. True, we have the table in front of us here. Harei Bosa, we have the meat here. Harei Sakim, we even have the knife. But V'ein Lon Alecha, we don't have what to eat. In other words, we know so much, but we don't know pshat over here. Like, we don't know the pshat, but what's over here. Or the gears of the back should be, V'ein Lon Upoi Lecha, we don't have where to eat. You have the Shulchan there. All right. We have a clear Mishnah in front of us here. We can't explain our Mishnah. What does our Mishnah mean to say that when she eats up the first date, she should be Mekudesh because of that first date? The first date is not the Maisa Kedushin yet. It's only a Milva. So Gemara says, Rav Shmuel Amri Tavai, they both say, Liyolam really Aresha. The Mishnah is going that she eats on the first part of the Mishnah. So what? The husband said to her, I want to marry you with this date. And then he said over again, I want to marry you with this date. And then we said, the svar is, v'loy mi boy koma. Not only this, even this. Loy mi boy menachas. Not only where she puts the date down, loy mi boy menachas. The ika shava prut in. If there is a shava prut there, we said the tushin is good. Eloy loy, avo loy chelas. But in the case when she eats the date, the husband gave her the date and she ate it. I would have thought to say, since she eats it right away, she has a tremendous enjoyment right away, she has. So, maybe I would say, maybe even less than a Sheva Pruta is worth, she could be matna herself a Shem Kedushin. If what? No, listen. When I say husband, I mean the chosin. I don't mean the married. I mean the chosin. He's going. I don't mean the husband. He's going now to take her for a wife. This is the way he's marrying her. So he's telling her that I'm giving you. I want to marry you with this date and with this date. So therefore, the Mishnah says only if it's worth a sheva pruta. So the question is, what's the safer saying if she eats it? So more saying, I would have thought to say that when she eats the date, even if the date is not worth a sheva pruta, but since Lamaisa she's eating it, she's having a tremendous amount of enjoyment. So maybe for the enjoyment that she's having, that should be a svara that she's nicha to have kedushin here. Kamashmula, nothing doing. Kamashmula, she can't do that. And that's the din teru. You have to have a sheva pruta's worth for Lamaisa kedushin. Less than a sheva pruta is not called kedushin. Where the Ami Amrabami says, Liyoyla ma seifa no. Really, the end of the Mishnah is going on this seifa. Umay ad shehe biyachas mehen sheva pruta. What does it mean to say it? What happened here? The husband, the chassan now, is giving her one date, two dates, three dates. And telling her, I want to marry you now with these three dates. So it says at the end, if she eats the first one, then the second one, then the third one, if any one of them was worth a sheva pruta, she's mukadeshus. So you know which one it means. My at shehe biachas men sheva pruta. At shehe biachroin sheva pruta. That's what it means to say. In other words, she ate up the first date. Okay. The first date, kedushin is not chal yet. It's like she ate up his date, so she has to pay him the money for that. Then she eats the second one. Again, the kedushin is not here. But when she eats the third date, that's the last one, that's the last tomorrow here, now the kedushin is chal. If this last date is worth a sheva pruta, it's considered now he's giving a sheva pruta l'shem kedushin. That's why the kedushin is chal. Even though the other two are milvas, but since it comes out now, he's being mekadesh with the milva and with the pruta, so that's good. As long as there's a pruta here, also, even though the first two is already a milva, still the kedushin is chal. And this Omar Rav says Shema Mina. For me, I have a proof. Shema Mina mid Rabami class. I hear three kedushin from Rabami. Shema Mina one kedush I hear ha mekadesh b'milva ainu mekadeshes. And we just said it should eat up the first one. If the first one was worth the pruta, should be ainu mekadeshes. Because the first one is only a milva, you can't be mekadesh with a milva. Because it's not called money. Or shema mina ha mekadesh b'milva u pruta daiti apruta. But if the husband, if the chassan now wants to marry you with two things, like over here, he gave her the first two dates and she ate them up. They remain a milva. Now when she eats the third date, he's telling her, I want to marry you with all these three dates. So it comes out the first two dates that are milva, I want to be the kaddish with the milva, and also with this third date, which I'm giving you right now, l'shem kedushin. So this third date, since it's worth a pruta, therefore we say the kedushin is chal.